That's the Jopara Ensemble performing live at the Lawrence Public Library. That's Ramiro Miranda on violin, Elena Gonzalez on guitar, Alejandra Avila on piano, and Irena Diaz on cello. Wow, what a way to start out the hour. That was fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kay.
Ramiro, I'm sure that every time you perform, the first question you get asked, Jopara, what does that mean?
Yes, that's exactly true. Jopara means blend, and it refers usually to the blend of Spanish language and Guarani language. And the Guarani is a native language from the region, spoken mainly in Paraguay, but also in Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil. And we identify with that language. In fact, in Paraguay, we are a bilingual country. Both languages are, you know, taught in schools.
And to be clear, all four of you are from
Paraguay. Yes.
Okay.
And so Jopara means blend, but it also refers to food. You know, when you do like a stew where you put a lot of stuff, that's also, you know, can be a Jopara. And here we are, this is not the typical instrumentation for Paraguayan music, but, you know, this is more like a classical type of instrumentation, but we are blending, you know, elements of classical music with Paraguayan music. So that's why we are Jopara.
I love it. That first piece we heard, I'm going to try to say this. I've been practicing. Causa de Nanya.
Pretty good.
Oh,
causa de Nanya. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Tell me what that means.
Causa de Nanya, rough translation would be because you're mean kind of thing. You know, that's something like that. And it's a man saying to his probably former significant other that, you know, because of you, I now have to, you know, go away, and I have to go all the way by myself, and you don't even love me. You probably are with somebody else, you know, that type of thing. Yeah. and it's a representative of a style called Pura Hei Jaheo, which means singing lament. So it's kind of a crying type of singing, and it's very nasal and very high-pitched usually.
But it was a very upbeat sounding song for
right.
A lamentation.
Yeah, so I think sometimes, you know, we can be animated and dance, but still, you know, being angry or sad.
What do we have coming up next?
Next, we are doing a piece called Mi Oración Azul, which means My Blue Prayer. And this piece was composed by one of our heroes in you know, Paraguayan music, Herminio Jimenez. And, you know, he has a very tragic story. He was 6 months old when his mother was struck by lightning and died instantly and so he was a child prodigy, you know, even when he was 10 or 12, he was already trying things out and composing. But later on, he composed this piece, and it's basically a prayer about his mom and asking for her to be fine and, you know, saying, you know, I'm sad and I'm orphaned. And you can hear, we in this arrangement that we make, there's a improvisational aspect of the piece, but then there's a part where you can probably hear what we consider the prayer part. So.
And then after that, we'll hear a composition by you.
Yes. So a few years ago, we were invited to play at the Paraguayan Embassy in Washington, D.C. for, you know, some dignitaries from around the world, and also from Paraguayan people from around the United States who came to see us. And, you know, I prepared this piece so that we can play it there and as a gesture of appreciation. And it's called Celebración, which means celebration. And it was about the celebration of independence of our country.
All right. Go ahead and have a seat. We will hear from the Jopara Ensemble playing live at the Lawrence Public Library. Just a reminder that we will be here for the next hour. And then in the next hour, we'll be back at Kansas Public Radio with Dr. Lucy Tan on the piano. Then back here at the Lawrence Public Library again live at 2:00 with the Ad Astra Duo. Please come back at 7:00 this evening when our own Destiny Ann Mermagan is hosting a Halloween concert. It's free, family friendly, and costumes are welcome and encouraged. All right, Jopara.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Joe Parra Ensemble performing live at the Lawrence Public Library. The ensemble is made up of Ramiro Miranda on violin, Alea Gonzalez guitar, Alejandro Avila, my apologies, on piano, and Irino Diaz on cello. Support for KPR's Live Day comes from the Jim Seaver Classical Music Fund, made possible by listener members in support of local classical music. Join KPR's dedication to classical music with your gift of support at kansaspublicradio.org. Alejandro Avila, thank you so much for joining us today with the Joe Parra Ensemble.
Absolutely. Our pleasure to be back in Lawrence.
We are loving this music. For those of us who haven't heard Paraguayan music before, and I'm guessing that might be many of us, we're getting a little taste of this, but how would you characterize Paraguayan music?
Paraguayan music incorporates a lot of the folk song elements within the instrumental genres. So the main characteristic, I would say, we have two basic main genres of music that we call the fast-paced, upbeat Paraguayan polka. It's not your, you know, European Bohemian polka, but it's a syncopated polka. Just for those of you who like a little bit more technical musical elements, it's a 6/8, walking bass in 3/2. So you always hear that walking bass in 3 rather than in 2 with the syncopation in the melody. But I would say that that's the most distinctive component in Paraguayan music. The guarani is the other style that is more, it's the slower pace, more introspective. Usually the lyrics of the songs talked about longing or something along those lines, love loss or things like that. And Paraguayan music, just as the musicians who compose and interpret those, is very passionate. It really talks about this themes of love or longing or, it reflects a lot of our history that, you know, Paraguay unfortunately had some rough periods with dictatorship or the wars. I think you can definitely hear some of that in the music.
Ramiro mentioned earlier that that you're playing music which was not necessarily written for the instruments that mm-hmm. you play. Talk about adapting that to those of you who are trained as classical musicians.
Absolutely. So you have to be willing to experiment a little bit and try new things. You'll hear in the second one on our next set that we use a little bit of what we call extended technique. So something that you traditionally don't do in your instrument, either bang on it or something different that doesn't sound necessarily pretty. So we do some of that. But we're very fortunate and lucky. We all collaborate very well together. But a lot of the arrangements are made by Ramiro. So he's a brilliant arranger. He understands what works and what doesn't, especially it's very hard to combine piano and classical guitar. They're both instruments that harmonize. And especially, you know, you can just tell by the size, the piano is very big. So I find myself oftentimes trying to just not get too excited because I don't want to cover my wife who's playing the classical guitar.
I was about to mention that there's also a personal dynamic playing here as well.
Yes.
Coming up next, we're about to hear Galopera.
Galopera, yes.
Tell us about this.
Galopera, it's, the translation is like a gallop in the style of, horse ride, trying to portray the horse riding out in the field, in the countryside of Paraguay. There's a famous story. So this is a super famous song. Everyone in Paraguay knows what Galopera is because it's kind of become this contest for singers who are able to sustain the highest note in Galopera for the longest time. So Galope, and if you can make it to a minute, you get it. So we're not going to do that. We do have measures. But it's we really love this piece, and this was composed by Mauricio Cardoso Campo, and this is one of the most traditional Paraguayan polkas that you can recognize. Now this is again arranged by Ramiro, so you'll hear a little bit more of a mix of contemporary elements and rhythms, including some Central American rhythms within. So it's a really cool piece, Galopera.
And then after that, we'll hear a piece with a Kansas connection.
Yes, En el Paraná. En el Paraná was composed by female composer Nancy Lusco. And Nancy, well, the Luscos in general, but Nancy has a special connection to KU and Lawrence, Kansas. She's a KU alumni, and she currently lives in Miami. So I believe she came here for her bachelor in music composition. And obviously had a very, very successful career after KU. So they were right here. I don't know if in this library, but for sure around downtown Lawrence and in the hallways of Murphy Hall and the University of Kansas. And her brother, Danny Lusco, also a very prolific composer, teaches now at Irvine College in California. He's the one who made this arrangement for this specific group. So, and El Paraná, the translation will be in the Paraná, which is a river in Paraguay. So Nancy tries to evoke this. The Paraná River is the biggest river in Paraguay, so it's kind of like the Mississippi River here. Try to evoke this powerful, flowing emotion through her music. So.
Okay, wonderful. We'll let you get back to the piano. Again, this is the Joe Pará Ensemble performing live in the Lawrence Public Library as part of KPR's Live Day. Thank you. That's the Joe Pera Ensemble performing live at the Lawrence Public Library, part of KPR's Live Day. Good afternoon, I'm Kay McIntyre. Thank you to everyone who is turning out today in the Lawrence Public Library. Just a reminder that in the 1 o'clock hour, we'll be back at KPR in the live performance studio where Dr. Lucy Tan will be on the piano. And then at 2 o'clock this afternoon, we'll be back here live at the library for the Ad Astra Duo. Again, we're listening to the Joe Pera Ensemble, made up of Ramiro Miranda on violin, Alea Gonzalez guitar, Alejandra Avila on piano, and Irena Diaz on cello. Irena, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. It's our pleasure.
This has been so much fun. At least my first taste of Paraguayan music, and I gotta say, it will definitely not be my last. Coming up, we're going to hear a medley of polkas, and as Alejandro explained, these are not what I think of as a polka. This is a traditional dance that Paraguayans would do. Can you tell us a little bit about that dance?
Yes. So Paraguayan polkas are meant to be danced to, so if you feel the urge, get up to on your feet and dance. But ladies will wear long, colorful skirts with, they will have their hair braided and a flower on their head. And they will dance either with a man or by themselves. And if they dance by themselves, sometimes they have stacks of bottles on their head that they balance as they dance. And sometimes there will be a lot of women doing the same routine with the bottles. It's very impressive.
And these are wine bottles. So you said you've stacked them on top of each other.
Yes, just like that.
Hard to make. Can you do it?
No.
Okay, well, we won't have any of that going on. But if you do feel the urge to dance, by all means. So we'll hear a medley of polkas, and then the last piece you'll do is a very familiar tune to us Kansans.
Yes, we are going to play Home on the Range as an honor to Kansas, because all of us, we were born in Paraguay, but Kansas is our home, so we are glad to be here.
Before I let you go, what is it that you hope to share with those of us Kansans who may not be familiar with Paraguayan music?
It's a very approachable type of music, I think. And for me, it always brings a lot of joy. Even when you're hearing the sad songs that have sad words, like you said, it's still upbeat. So for me, it always brings joy, and it's very approachable. So, yeah.
All right. Well, we are glad to have you with us. Go ahead and have a seat, and we will hear a medley of polkas from the Joe Pera Ensemble at the Lawrence Public Library. Thank you. Beautiful rendition of Home on the Range performed by Joe Parra Ensemble here at the Lawrence Public Library, part of KPR's Live Day. A big thank you to the members of the Joe Parra Ensemble for introducing most of us, I would assume, to Paraguayan music today. Thank you, Ramiro Miranda on the violin, Alea Gonzalez on guitar, Alejandra Avila on piano, and Irena Diaz on cello. Thank you so much for joining us today. This has been really lovely. A big thank you also to the Lawrence Public Library for hosting us today for Live Day. A reminder, we'll be back here at 2 o'clock this afternoon with the Ad Astra duo. And then do come back at 7 o'clock tonight when our own Destiny Ann Mermagan will be here for a special Halloween concert. It's family friendly and fun, and Halloween costumes are encouraged. So again, come back here at 7 o'clock tonight for that concert with Destiny Ann Mermagan. A lot of people worked really hard behind the scenes to make this happen today. So a big thank you also to Jason Sloat, who's behind me, Chuck Smith, Jeff Watson back at KPR, Emily DeMarchi, Amber Nickel, and Daryl Brogdon for making KPR's Live Day possible. You're listening to KPR's Live Day on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for Live Day and classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services, from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. And Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could be with us for Live Day on a Friday afternoon. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth, an after-school program for students in Chanute. Now in a fundraising challenge to support the program, with a 100% match, doubling donations throughout the end of the year. Contributions welcome at cherrystreet.org. News from NPR coming up in just a few moments, and in the next hour, more from Live Day with Dr. Lucy Tan on the piano in our live performance studio. We'll listen to something from the KPR Live Music Archives next, pianist Barry Zhang, with the first movement of Beethoven's Tempest Sonata. Thank you. Movement number 1 from the Tempest Piano Sonata by Beethoven, performed by Barry Zhang from the archives of KPR's live performance studio. Just about 1 p.m. Almost time for NPR News, followed by the next hour where we've got more music for piano, more Beethoven for you as part of KPR's live day. Dr. Lucy Tan plays music by Beethoven, Schumann, and Chopin in the next hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Putin on the Ritz with Rimsky-Korsakov's Procession of the Nobles and Grieg's Piano Concerto, performed by Cheung Park on Saturday, November 2nd. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.
Inflation has taken center stage this presidential election season. Both candidates promised to improve the economy for Americans, but are voters buying it?
I just know how it was when he was in office. Financially, I was much better.
I'm Elsa Chang, checking in with Pennsylvania voters and their pocketbooks on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered today at 3 p.m. at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. Support for news comes from KU Theater, presenting Hookman, a darkly comic salute to teenage slasher films, reminding everyone that college can be scary. Playing Friday, November 1st through Thursday, November 7th. Tickets at KUTheater.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The presidential candidates are hitting the campaign trail in Texas today. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports in the final run-up to Election Day, Vice President Kamala Harris will underscore the importance of protecting reproductive freedom at a rally in Houston.
Harris is trying to bring her message on reproductive rights back into the forefront, and Texas has had some of the most restrictive abortion bans in the country. There are several women from Texas who, during this campaign, have shared their stories in speeches and ads of being denied an abortion when they needed them, which has put their lives at risk.
That's NPR's Deepa Shivaram reporting. Former President Donald Trump is also in Texas. He's recording an interview with a popular podcast host, Joe Rogan, in Austin. Trump will also host a campaign event later today that will focus on immigration and border security, two key issues among voters in Texas. A federal judge is ordering the state of Virginia to restore some 1,600 registered voters at a state program recently purged from voter rolls. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports the state says it's appealing the ruling.
The federal judge ruled Virginia's voter removal program illegally purged registered voters from the state's rolls during the 90-day quiet period before a federal election when such programs are banned. An August executive order by Virginia's Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin resulted in daily updates to the state's voter rolls in order to remove people who are not able to verify they are U.S. citizens to Virginia's Department of Motor Vehicles. The judge is now ordering the state to restore removed voters to the list. Eligible voters in Virginia still have time to register to vote in this fall's election. In-person voter registration continues at voting sites through Election Day. Last week, another federal judge blocked a similar voter removal program in Alabama. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says the Kremlin will not bend in its demands in order to achieve peace in Ukraine. Putin's comments followed his hosting of a summit for developing nations in which several major powers, including India and China, urged for a peaceful settlement. NPR's Charles Maines has more from Moscow.
Putin has repeatedly insisted any negotiations over Ukraine hinged on Kyiv recognizing what he calls the new reality. In essence, Russia's right to annex four Ukrainian territories, Moscow claims, but is never fully controlled. In an interview on Russian state television, Putin said Moscow would make no concessions and expressed confidence in recent Russian advances on the battlefield. Putin also noted a recent change in the West's rhetoric on Ukraine, implying Western nations now understood Russia could not be defeated. He also appeared to soften earlier comments that suggested thousands of North Korean troops were already in Russia and en route to fight in Ukraine, saying it was still an open question. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio.
And good afternoon and welcome to the live performance studio here at Kansas Public Radio. As part of Live Day, we are thrilled to have one of the finest area pianists come to do a wonderful program for us. We'll have Beethoven and Chopin, and we'll talk about those pieces in a minute with Dr. Tan, but we have Dr. Lucy Tan, who has trained at the New England Conservatory and the University of Colorado at Boulder, and she's now teaching piano at Washburn. So Lucy Tan is going to play for us now one of the Beethoven piano sonatas here on KPR. This is from number 30 in E major by Beethoven, pianist Lucy Tan. Thank you. That is the amazing piano playing of Dr. Lucy Tan, who teaches piano at Washburn University. We've heard from the Beethoven 30th Piano Sonata, Opus 109, the Vivace and the Prestissimo. Wonderful playing. Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you for having me here. It's so lovely to play for the studio today.
Oh, it's great to have you on Live Day here on Kansas Public Radio. And these are not recordings. This is really Lucy Tan here at the KPR studios. When I was making up the list for Live Day, I definitely wanted to have Lucy Tan come to play the piano. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much. I'm flattered.
Oh, well. Now, the next music you're going to play is from Schumann's Kreisleriana, where it's a very long piece and there's a lot going on, and you're playing two selections from it. Can you enlighten us about what you'll play next?
Right. So, you know, Kreisleriana is a work that's probably 30 to 33 minutes in length. It has a total of 8 movements, and Schumann was actually inspired by the writer and music critic E.T.A. Hoffmann. One of his well-known characters is named Kreisler, and so Kreisleriana is based off of this character. It's kind of like a grumpy man, so to speak. But the first movement, I would just kind of talk a little bit about it. It's a very kind of fast and full of passion and disjunct, as is often common with the works of Schumann. There's a lot of kind of rhythmic complexity, and not in the way that was understandable to most people of his time. And in fact, Chopin did not like how disjunct Schumann's rhythms were often. So you're going to hear some of that. And in the middle of that first movement is a really beautiful lyrical section that couples well with the contrasting outer sections. The second movement is kind of like a multi-tiered work, I would describe it as. It starts off with a theme that comes back throughout the piece, and it's interjected with these faster sections. And so you're going to hear, you know, the slower theme, and then he'll explore all of these beautiful modulations and expand on the development of that theme. And then he'll take us into this kind of a brisk-paced interlude, so to speak, and then we'll come back to that slower theme. And then he'll take us back to another interlude, more passionate in manner and less, I would say, kind of dance-like in manner. And then we'll round out that second movement with a reiteration of the theme, in fact, taken up an octave, and it becomes this kind of almost transcendental, heavenly experience before we finish the movement. The piece will speak for itself.
Wonderful. Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you.
And we also want to thank you, the listener, for supporting Live Day here on Kansas Public Radio. You can make a donation. You can either sign up for membership or just make a one-time donation at our website. Think of it as the KPR tip jar, because we do want to thank the musicians who are playing, and it takes a little bit of planning to coordinate Live Day. So anything you can contribute financially will go a long way to help everyone. It's at kansaspublicradio.org. And also, support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Midwest Chamber Ensemble, featuring trios for horn, cello, and piano, 4 p.m. on Sunday at Lutheran Church of the Resurrection in Prairie Village, Kansas. Details at MidwestChamberEnsemble.org. Well, let's listen now to those two interesting portions of Kreisleriana, the Opus 16 of Robert Schumann, here in our live performance studio, KPR, with Dr. Lucy Tan.
Thank you.
from the sometimes troubled mind of Robert Schumann. We've heard two parts, surprisingly lovely to listen to, with a wonderful resolve at the end, from Schumann's Kreisleriana. We've heard the first and second sections or character sketches. A pianist really has to play several parts when they're playing anything, any of those little character sketches by Schumann. We're listening to Dr. Lucy Tan, who teaches piano at Washburn. And we want to thank Washburn University in Topeka for letting us have, oh, about half of their music department come over here to KU today. We had the Washburn Winds play in the 10 o'clock hour, plus saxophonist Zach Pishnoti. So we've had some great guests here, and we're looking forward to next hour. We'll be broadcasting from the Lawrence Public Library, the Ad Astra Duo, a KC group, cello and piano. And at 7 o'clock, and by the way, you're invited to the two library events, 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock tonight is the flagstone concert of Live Day. It's Destiny Ann Mermegan, and she calls it the best Halloween show ever. And costumes are encouraged. I think there are going to be snacks, and she'll play some great spooky classical music, as she says. And we also want to thank, before we hear a little bit more piano music live here on KPR, thank you so much to the Topeka Zoo, presenting the 5th annual Zoo Lights, beginning Friday, November 22nd, with new light sections, appearances by Santa, and fun for all ages. Tickets available now at topekazoo.org. And thanks also for supporting classical music, Eagle's Rest, a locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence, with heirloom quality furniture by Acorn Nest, Copeland, Cisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. We get to hear Lucy Tan play one more piece now this hour. Let's listen to Lucy Tan here in the KPR Live Performance Studio play a sparkling piece by Frédéric Chopin. This is called the Andante Spianato and Grand Polonaise Brillante here on KPR. Thank you. was great. That's a great piece by Chopin anyway. But Lucy Tan just played it just so easily, like she was so comfortable with it. Amazing. That's the Frédéric Chopin Andante Spianato and Grand Polonaise Brilliant Opus 22, played by Lucy Tan, who teaches piano at Washburn. And we're so glad that she could be a part of Live Day here on KPR, where all the music's live. And you can attend the next hour. Just go down to the library and go to the auditorium, and you can hear the Ad Astra Duo, which is Iman Chalchitori, cello, and Melody Stroth, piano. And at 7, go back to the library for a Halloween concert with Destiny Ann Mermegan and friends, including a little 9-year-old violinist who will show a little bit of music that she wrote herself. Thank you so much to Lucy Tan for coming. It was just wonderful. And also, I want to thank people who, without them, we couldn't do this. Max Paley, Joanna Fewins, Emily DeMarchi, Jeff Watson, and most of all, our engineer for this broadcast, our sound engineer, Chubb Smith. I'm Cordelia Brown. Let's hear some more music now on KPR.
Some more music with the Heartland Festival Scholars in just a moment, and in about 15 minutes' time, news from NPR, and then we'll be back to the Lawrence Public Library with Kay McIntyre. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Orencia de Mexico tomorrow evening. A new generation of mariachi takes the stage for a night of Mexican music. More at jccc.edu/mtc. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series Congress in the 21st Century, Wednesday, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Well, let's bring in the Heartland Festival Scholars. This, again, is from the archives of the KPR Live Performance Studio, or a performance that happened back in 2013. Here are the scholars with the first movement of the Piano Quartet in G Minor by Johannes Brahms on Kansas Public Radio. from KPR's Larchive of music from the live performance studio, the Heartland Festival Scholars, and the first movement of the Piano Quartet in G Minor by Brahms, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 2 p.m. and about time for NPR News. Then we'll send you back to the Lawrence Public Library. And Kay McIntyre is part of Live Day with the Ad Astra Duo. More music is on the way, and don't forget, Destiny has a concert from the Lawrence Public Library live tonight at 7 p.m. You're listening to KPR.
Hello, friends. It's your evening classical host, Destiny, here at KPR. Did you know I also play the violin? Yes, I do, as part of Live Day on Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m. Come see yours truly playing some spooky, spooky music with her friends at the Lawrence Public Library. It's free, October 25th, 7 p.m. I would love to meet all of you. Hope to see you there.
Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Noto Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, inviting listeners to the Dia de los Muertos Festival Friday, November 1st, featuring the Celebration of Souls exhibit on loan from the Chicago Field Museum. Details at explorenoto.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Vice President Kamala Harris is campaigning in Houston, Texas today. She's warning voters about what's at stake when it comes to protecting reproductive freedoms.
Real harm has occurred in our country. A real suffering has occurred. People have died. And it is important to highlight this issue because this is among the most critical issues that the American people will address when they vote for who will be the next president of the United States.
Former President Donald Trump is also stumping in Texas today. Addressing supporters in Austin, Trump placed the blame on his Democratic opponent for the influx of migrants crossing the southern border illegally.
We're like a dumping ground. What Kamala Harris has done on our border is cruel, it's vile, and it's absolutely heartless. Her policy of importing migrant gangs is a crime against our country. It's actually a crime against humanity.
Harris will hold a campaign rally alongside music icons Beyonce and Willie Nelson tonight in Houston. Trump will travel to the swing state of Michigan for an event. President Biden formally apologized today for the suffering that indigenous children endured in boarding schools for more than 150 years. Many of the children experienced physical, mental, and sexual abuse during that time. 950 died. Speaking in Gila River Indian Community in Arizona, Biden said a formal apology is long overdue.
After 150 years, the United States government eventually stop the program. But the federal government has never formally apologized for what happened until today. I formally apologize as President of the United States of America for what we did. I formally apologize.
Biden's message is the first public apology from a sitting U.S. president in response to a federal policy that devastated tribal communities and culture. Israeli strikes on a hospital in North Gaza yesterday have left the facility almost non-functional. NPR's Hadil Al-Shalchi reports this comes as Israel intensifies its incursion in northern Gaza.
In a TV interview with Al Jazeera from inside the Kamal Adwan Hospital during the attack in North Gaza, Director Dr. Hassam Abu Safiyeh said that the hospital was suddenly besieged by Israeli tanks on Thursday and everyone was ordered to evacuate. With the sound of shooting behind him, Abu Safiyeh said that the two upper floors of the hospital were attacked and troops shot at the windows. Abu Safiyeh said around 160 injured Palestinians needed medical attention and at least 14 children lay in the intensive care unit. Kamal Adwan is one of the three hospitals in the north left largely inaccessible because of the fighting. Hadil Al-Shalchi, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Think or Swim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to KPR's Live Day. I'm Kay McIntyre. We're live at the Lawrence Public Library in downtown Lawrence, and glad to have you with us, whether you're here at the library this afternoon or listening in on your radio or your smart speaker. This hour, we're pleased to bring you the Ad Astra duo with Iman Chelshatori and Melody Stroth. beautiful rendition of Bridge Over Troubled Water performed by the Ad Astra Duo live at the Lawrence Public Library. The Ad Astra Duo is Iman Chalchitori and Melody Stroth. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's our pleasure.
That was a beautiful version of that piece, that song that we all know from Simon and Garfunkel. But I have to admit, when you started playing it, that wasn't Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Exactly. It starts and ends with a little taste of Abide With Me, which our arranger, Tracy Eisenagel, came up with, and I think it was a good idea. They match very nicely.
You have a really eclectic playlist, and we'll hear it today. I'm not going to give away all your spoilers, but you have everything from contemporary pieces, Bridge Over Troubled Water, and beautiful classic pieces like Omanu Mysterium. How do you pick music that resonates for the piano and cello and for the two of you as performers?
That's a good question. We do have a lot of different concerts. For this one, we picked our favorite tunes and then sweet talked our favorite arrangers into making an arrangement just for us. So we have Christmas things that we have a Christmas show coming up on December 7th at 7 o'clock in Prairie Baptist Church. And we have favorite things for that. We are so lucky that we have arrangers that work for us and write just for us and write in a way that's features both of us at different times. So it's not always just a soloist and a pianist, but we have different times where we're in the sunlight, and they know that, and they write like that. So we're very lucky.
You take turns shining.
Exactly, like a duo.
Tell us about what we're going to hear coming up. Oh, Shenandoah, and then a couple of Beatles songs.
Exactly. First, we're going to do Eleanor Rigby, and this is arranged by my good friend Kevin Olson. He is one of my favorite pedagogical composers, and I saw him last year at the MTNA conference, Music Teachers National Association, and he said, gosh, I want to write something for your duo, and I said, yes, please. So, and he gave us the Melody Stroth discount, which was so good. So we suggested Eleanor Rigby because we like that tune, and we both like the Beatles, but I really like them more. And so Eleanor Rigby and Here Comes the Sun are the two that we could agree upon. So so we had Kevin do Eleanor Rigby, which is so amazing. And if you know his music at all, he loves to write in 5/8 or 7/8 and then mix them all up. So this one has so many different time signatures. It's kind of crazy. And I think we've gotten to the point that we don't have to count out loud now. So that's good. but we love playing it, and it features Iman at the beginning in a big way. And then my good friend Mark Hayes was sweet enough to write us Here Comes the Sun, which we really enjoy playing as well.
Excellent. We'll let you get back to the piano. Again, this is the Ad Astra Duo performing live at the Lawrence Public Library as part of KPR's Live Day. That's Here Comes the Sun by the Ad Astra Duo. The Ad Astra Duo is playing live at the Lawrence Public Library as part of KPER's Live Day. The Ad Astra Duo is Melody Stroth on the piano and Iman Chalchitori. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Iman, I've heard your cello playing described as ferocious. What does that mean to you?
Well, a number of things. I think the kind thing that it means is that I am very passionate about in my playing, I think. I just throw the bow everywhere and hope it sounds good. I'm just kidding. You know, I just think I have a lot of passion, and, I'm a very romantic player at heart, so.
We heard a little bit of that at the beginning of Eleanor Rigby, especially.
Yeah.
We got to really see you go at it.
Yes.
In a good way.
No, it's good. It's fun. I think it's exciting, not only for, us as musicians, but hopefully for listeners as well. It's a little more exciting, a different way to hear Eleanor Rigby in a sort of Piazzolla style.
If your playing style would be described as ferocious, how would you describe Melody's?
Ooh, I really think of Melody's playing as it's very lush and sort of elegant and romantic. I mean, also romantic. You know, the key theme of, we should be called the romantic duo. I think we're sort of a balanced. I think she has such a lovely groundedness about her playing, and I'm sort of everywhere, and I think we kind of bring each other into that. I think a good space.
You are a repeat offender on today's KPR Live Day. Iman was actually 9 o'clock this morning, part of the Midwest Chamber Orchestra playing at the KPR Live studio. Can you describe those two different, what it's like to play in that kind of ensemble versus playing as part of a duo?
Yeah, well, it's just some of its different repertoire. We played a Beethoven trio that our horn player transcribed. Steve Lewis did this great transcription of the Beethoven Opus 11 trio. And, we premiered a piece by a modern day composer, Andrew LeWinter. And we're doing this Sunday at Lutheran Church of the Resurrection in Kansas City. It's sort of different. I don't know. It's just a different vibe. A little bit, I think there's a lot of, classical music, I think, can have such a reputation of being sort of a little stodgy and a little uppity. I think our program is sort of like a bridge. My hope is that it's like a bridge that, if you've never heard classical music before, but you know what the Beatles are, and Here Comes the Sun, that it's kind of an interesting way to go, oh, I never, with classical instruments before. My hope is it's a nice bridge for everybody.
A bridge over troubled water,
yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Tell us about some of the songs we're about to hear. Send in the Clowns, an improvisation on Oh Whaley Whaley, which that didn't mean anything to me, but I heard it, and it's a very familiar tune. Tell us what's coming
up.
Yeah.
So I think some of us might know it as The Water is Wide. And Mark Hayes, who's a fantastic composer and arranger extraordinaire, and we're just lucky enough that he's from Kansas City. He was so kind enough to do this commission for us. Melody practically begged him to put it on paper, and I think she has been for maybe a little bit longer than we've been together. But we're so grateful that he does. It's a really stunning piece. And then before that,
Send in the Clowns.
Send in the Clowns. Yes. Oh, the second concert's got me.
It's been a long day.
It has been. I'm so grateful to be here. Zen of the Clowns, I just love this arrangement. I found it. A really lovely cellist online who works in Broadway created these, and this is a Billy Stritch arrangement that he worked for piano and cello. It's a beautiful mix of like the cello having the melody and the piano having the melody, so we really get to kind of share it back and forth.
All right, well, let's hear that. Again, the Ad Astra Duo, made up of Iman Chalchitori and Melody Stroth, performing live at the Lawrence Public Library. Before you start, I just want to remind you that at 7 o'clock this evening, we'll be back live at the Lawrence Public Library. Our own Destiny Ann Mermagan will be here for a Halloween concert. It's family-friendly, fun, and Halloween costumes are encouraged. So be back here at 7 o'clock this evening. Again, the Ad Astra Duo here on KPR. That's the Ad Astra Duo, made up of Melody Stroth and Iman Chalcher-Torre, performing live at the Lawrence Public Library. Broadcasting live from the University of Kansas in the Lawrence Public Library, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. I want to give a special shout out to some students that are in attendance from Limestone School, some very well-behaved students from Limestone School. We're really glad you're here, so thank you for coming today. Thank you to everyone who's come today. We hope that you'll all come back tonight at 7 o'clock for our live performance with Destiny and Mermaiden. It's a Halloween concert. Lots of spooky tunes and costumes are encouraged. The next piece we're going to play, that was lovely, by the way, Iman. That was just gorgeous music.
Thank you so much.
The next piece you're about to play is kind of a standard Jimmy Webb piece.
Yeah.
Tell me what we're going to hear.
Yeah, we're going to play The Moon's a Harsh Mistress. You know, it's funny, I sort of knew of Jimmy Webb, but Melody really sort of introduced me to both of these, well, this particular song. We play another one arrangement of All I Know, but it's a really stunning arrangement by Tracy Eisnagel, who's been a really good friend of ours. And, you know, Tracy, I don't know if people know, Tracy works for Hallmark. And if you ever heard a musical ornament, you know, Tracy's written the music for it. So it's really fascinating to kind of see his work and, you know, outside of Hallmark. But they're lovely arrangements, and we're really excited to share it with you today.
Something I've noticed as you two are playing together, a lot of times when you see duos play, there's a lot of eye contact back and forth about, like, you know, what are you doing now? What am I doing there now? I haven't really noticed that much with the two of you, and I'm wondering if you just have more of an intuitive sense of what each other are doing.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we've played so, you know, we've been playing for the past 9 years together, Yeah, I've never necessarily been a visual cue. It's great in orchestral playing and bigger chamber music, but I don't know, there's something about, yeah, we've just played it together enough that I can tell when Melody wants to move along or when she wants to take some time and vice versa. Yeah, it's a sort of a perk of playing together for the past 9 years.
How has your playing together changed over that 9 years?
Honestly, I think it's just gotten better. You know, us being able to kind of make changes in the moment have really, I think, happened more and more. I mean, you know, we've played this very similar program a couple of different times, and I don't think it's ever the same way twice. And part of that's, I think, just because we can kind of trust each other to, you know, she's like, if Melody's ready to move along and she's like, hey, move it, you know, I can feel that, you know, or if, you know, if we want to take time, like we, you know, yeah, it's really fascinating to kind of do, but time gives us, has really sort of helped us develop that.
Wonderful. Well, we're about to hear The Moon is a Harsh Mistress, and then you're going out on a Kansas tune.
Yeah, it's a sort of unofficial, the unofficial song of Kansas. We're this lovely arrangement by Tom Poster of Over the Rainbow. And it's just a stunning. It's on Yo-Yo Ma's CD, and not that we're, you know, likely to pilfer any more of that music, but that was just one I just couldn't resist.
Okay, all right. The Moon is a Harsh Mistress, and Over the Rainbow, performed by the Ad Astra Duo, live at the Lawrence Public Library. Broadcasting from the University of Kansas and today from the Lawrence Public Library, we're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Midwest Chamber Ensemble, featuring trios for horn, cello, and piano, 4 p.m. on Sunday at Lutheran Church of the Resurrection in Prairie Village. Details at MidwestChamberEnsemble.org. Thank you so much to the Ad Astra Duo for joining us today. The Ad Astra Duo is Melody Stroth and Iman Chalchitori, part of KPR's Live Day. Whether you've been here at the library or joining us on the radio, we're so glad that you've been here for Live Day. We hope you'll join us tonight at 7 o'clock here at the Lawrence Public Library. It's our special Halloween concert live with KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermagan and friends. It's a family-friendly concert, accessible, encouraged. We're encouraged to wear Halloween costumes, so it'll be a lot of fun. Again, that starts at 7 o'clock tonight here at the Lawrence Public Library. Lots of people went into helping a Live Day happen today, along with the Ad Astra Duo. A big thank you to our friends at the Lawrence Public Library for all of their help putting this together. Thanks to our engineers, Jason Sloat behind me, Chuck Smith, Jeff Watson back at the station, Joanna Fewins, Emily DeMarchi, Amber Nickel, Daryl Brogdon, and all the rest of the KPR folks that are working hard to make this happen. Thanks to all of you for coming out today. It's been great to have a nice crowd at the Lawrence Public Library today. You're listening to KPR's Live Day on Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. It is 2:52 with just a few minutes to go until All Things Considered from NPR News at 3. And then, as Kay mentioned, we're back at the Lawrence Public Library tonight at 7 for a concert by Destiny Ann Mermagan and friends for the Halloween season. We'll listen once more to pianist Jack Weinrock from the archives of the KPR Live Performance Studio, here with a trio of preludes by George Gershwin. piano in that recording, Jack Weinrock, and Three Preludes by George Gershwin here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. We hope that you have enjoyed today's broadcasts of Live Day from the KPR Performance Studio in the Lawrence Public Library, and that's not all there is. Later tonight at 7, we'll return to the Lawrence Public Library for an evening concert of violin music with Destiny and Mermaiden, a night of Halloween-themed music. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Hip Rav, starring Colin Macri and Assad Mickey, Sunday evening, November 3rd, combining hypnosis and improv for a totally unique live comedy experience. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
We have seen a close to a four-year campaign to really degrade trust in our election system.
Election Day is almost here, and the results of this election are already being litigated.
For Friday, October 25th, this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
I'm Juana Summers.
And I'm Elsa Chang. This hour to Gaza, where Israeli military operations against Hamas are intensifying.
The situation is very, very, very bad.
I feel fatigue and nausea and dizziness. I didn't eat yesterday.
Also a conversation with singer-songwriter Laura Marling.
She's out with her eighth album, Patterns in Repeat.
Of course, what I didn't understand or foresee is that the experience of becoming a parent really cracks you open.
And game one of the World Series is today.
The New York Yankees face off against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
First the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The presidential candidates are ramping up their campaigns and sharpening their messaging to voters in Texas today. Speaking to supporters in Austin, former President Donald Trump reiterated his pledge to crack down on security at the southern border.
Under the Trump administration, we will end this migrant invasion and we will deport every last criminal alien targeting our daughters and our children. Our families, other people's families, they're going to be gone. They're going to be gone fast.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Houston. She used a press event to take aim at comments Trump made about migrants during a rally in Arizona last night.
I also do want to address the comment that Donald Trump made about America being the trash can of the world, whatever he said, something along those lines. It's just another example of how he really belittles our country.
Harris will appear on stage with music icons Beyonce and Willie Nelson in Houston tonight. Trump will rally supporters in the swing state of Michigan. The top two Republican leaders in Congress are calling on Vice President Harris to stop using campaign language that they say endangers presidential nominee Donald Trump. NPR's Deidre Walsh reports.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell warned in a joint statement that Harris's comments, including labeling Trump as a fascist, have, quote, fanned the flames beneath the boiling cauldron of political animus. The term fascist was used earlier this week by Trump's former White House Chief of Staff, retired General John Kelly. Johnson and McConnell say Harris is escalating the threat environment, but neither has condemned Trump's denigrating descriptions of the vice president. Harris says all leaders should speak out against political violence, but she told reporters Trump's own former senior advisors say he poses a danger and that the American people deserve to hear that so they can make a decision. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
Three journalists were killed by Israeli airstrikes in southeast Lebanon overnight. NPR's Arzu Rezvani reports the guest house they were staying in came under attack without warning.
The three TV news employees worked for broadcasters Al-Manar, which is a network owned and operated by Hezbollah, and Al-Mayadeen, a pro-Palestinian and pro-Iran news channel. They and other journalists from networks including Sky News Arabia were staying in the town of Hasbaya in southern Lebanon, which until now was widely considered to be safe and hadn't been attacked before. The cars parked outside the guest house were clearly marked press. Lebanon's information minister said the attack was deliberate and called the deaths a, quote, war crime. The Israeli military has not commented on what prompted the airstrike. Arezou Rezvani, NPR News, Beirut.
This is NPR News. Game 1 of Major League Baseball's World Series gets underway in Los Angeles tonight between the Dodgers and the New York Yankees. Steve Futterman reports this year's best-of-seven matchup features some of the game's best players.
It will be the 12th time the Dodgers and Yankees have faced each other in the World Series, more than any other two teams. It will also be the first fall classic for two of the game's biggest stars, the Yankees' Aaron Judge and the Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani. Judge says playing against Ohtani is special.
Yeah, you got the best player in the game. You know, we've seen what he's done all year. I can sit here and talk about him all day. It's going to be a fun matchup.
Before tonight's game, there will be a tribute to the Dodgers' iconic pitcher, Fernando Valenzuela, who died on Tuesday. The last time the Dodgers faced the Yankees in the series was in 1981, when Valenzuela was one of the Dodger stars. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
A SpaceX capsule carrying three astronauts and one cosmonaut splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Florida today.
And splashdown.
And Endeavour, we see the same. On behalf of SpaceX, welcome home.
The crew was originally set to return from the International Space Station 2 months ago, but weather and problems with Boeing's Starliner capsule delayed their trip. NASA says one of the astronauts is being treated at a hospital after experiencing a medical issue after the return. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 259 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sony Pictures, presenting the new movie, Here, reuniting the director, writer, and stars of Forrest Gump, a tale of love, loss, laughter, and life. Here is only in theaters this Thursday.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.